Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our next two guests are in the studio as we speak. We love their show. It's on ABC Wednesday nights at 8:30. It is school. That's right after the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs are so good, they had to have a show.
And they did it. They did a great one. A great spinoff.
Absolutely. So we welcome to our studio. We have AJ Mashaka, who's here.
Yeah!
And Brett Dyer.
Yeah!
Hey, guys. I had to pause for a moment before I said your last name, AJ, because I didn't know it was Mashaka.
That's okay.
It's spelled Machalka.
True.
But is that like a Greek name? Or
Czech.
It's Czech.
Czech. Yeah. Okay. CH is like an SH and the L is silent. So okay. I always tell people, think of Mashaka like Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
There you go.
Yeah. You know who got it right the other night was... Alex Trebek, you were...
How cool was that?
That was amazing, and I was mispronouncing it, and then I trust Alex, and he said it, and he said it right, and it was really incredible.
It was really impressive.
Were you watching when it happened?
No, someone sent me the clip, good friend, and I was blown away.
It's on your Instagram. Do you remember what the clue was, as they say, since you provide the question?
That's right, and it was all about the spinoff. Do you know AJ Mashaka, who... You know, is on the spinoff, plays a music teacher, and there was complete dead silence. It was hilarious. It's my favorite part of the video. I mean, all three of them are just like completely blank.
Well, you had Jeopardy contestants, I think, 2 days before that they didn't know who Adam Schiff was. So there you go. There you go. Sometimes you miss one, but it's still cool to just be a clue.
It was so cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And Alex said the name, you're right, perfectly. Yeah. I was blown away. I was like, well done, Trebek.
So schooled, we're talking about, and we love.
Yeah.
First off, we love Adam Goldberg, and he's a local guy, as you well know. And the Goldbergs came out of the gate. The character of Lainey Lewis appears, you know, as sort of a sporadic guest. And then you're made a full cast member. And then I immediately, you had such a good interaction with the other cast members. And there was just a chemistry there that they made you the full-time cast member. And then here comes Schooled. I mean, this has been a wild process for you, especially since you've been acting, but you're also a musician.
Yeah.
You guys are both, Brett, you're both like Jack.
Give it up, Brett Dyer in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? That's deeper now.
Everything changes when he's on radio.
Yeah. So are you guys, do we hear correctly, you're actually going to go visit Penn Charter after this, the school that's featured in Schooled?
Yes.
We're so excited. We've never been.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That is really cool. It's funny. We had Tim Meadows in here when he initially was promoting the Goldbergs. He had no idea that the show took place in Philadelphia.
Wait, you're kidding me.
No, I swear to God.
That's so Tim.
He was sitting right here, oblivious to that fact.
Amazing.
But you play C.B.
Yes.
Brown, who is an actual person, correct?
Yeah, he's going to be monitoring the assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we go to the school.
Right, and it's occasionally, as they do like in the Goldbergs, you'll sit at the end of the show and you'll talk to your counterpart.
Yeah.
And you've obviously met him, and mm-hmm. he gives the thumbs up to your portrayal, correct?
Yes, thank God.
He
seems to like it.
Yeah. But
you guys also are very similar.
Yeah, like, we're nerds. We're nerd.
The thing is you're not as you're sort of, you have some like badass attributes that are like, you're like a, it's, unless this information is incorrect, you got taekwondo, right?
Yes, that is true.
You're a parkour aficionado. What'd you call it, a parkourist? What is
he? Parkour guy.
Guy.
Yeah. You're a parkour guy in real life?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So I follow this guy, Tanner something or other. He's in Southern California. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I've seen him. He does flips everywhere.
So, and I love that. But he does these things where I'm like, you know, eventually, aren't you worried that, like, one of these times when you land, your knees are just going to completely buckle and then your bones are going to come out of your skin?
Well, I feel like if I start thinking that, it'll happen.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad
but
I put
did
that
break
in your
my
head.
Ankle jumping over a parking structure.
Oh,
like
my God.
5 years ago.
You did?
No.
Yeah, that was intense.
We understand you injured your sack while performing breakdancing.
I did injure my sack.
Yeah.
It almost ripped. I had to tape it back together.
Because you breakdance as well.
I do breakdance.
I want to go back to the parkour thing real quick.
Do you want to go back to the sack?
We've had enough of the sack.
Okay.
When you are going to do, when you're going to, I don't know if the words perform or what, anyway, when you're going to do a stunt, let's per se, do you do it spontaneously? Do you say, oh, that looks like I could jump off of that? Or do you run through an actual course and have a plan of what you're going to do ahead of time?
The best, it only works when you don't plan it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, is that because you're more inclined to just go for it? Rather, the second you hesitate is the second you're lost.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got to just kind of trust your body and which direction it wants to go in that moment.
For me, the second that I hesitate is the second that will save my life because I won't do it at all.
Oh.
And that's how I am.
Well, you can look at it like that.
Yeah.
I've watched actual parkour competitions, and they're, I mean, really, really, really entertaining. Have you ever watched that?
Like
ESPN 2 or whatever. Have you ever competed in something like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Have you seen Red Bull BC1, the breakdance championship?
No.
Those are insane. You got to watch these.
Have you ever seen break-in?
Listen, I was watching yesterday. Gosh, so this this dance group, Shen Yun.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen this?
Yeah, Shen Yun.
I was watching the training video for that. These people aren't even human beings.
Yeah,
they're superheroes.
There's like prods up the butt for those people.
They were literally.
It makes Cirque du Soleil look like a joke.
Like nothing.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But I know what you're saying.
We're talking physical.
A bunch of losers, really, in Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, they're really.
No, I love Cirque. I'm a huge Cirque fan. I've seen like 22 shows.
No way.
No, I'm not kidding.
Okay.
That's your thing.
Still, I've seen a lot.
So what are your, besides acting, you know, we have Brett here who does parkour.
That's my side hustle.
Music.
Yeah, what's your thing? Yeah. Have you ever almost torn your sack?
No, thank God.
Okay, God.
Music's my bang. I mean, I don't have like a crazy skill like that. Like I horseback ride. That's like the most physical it gets for me.
Well, I follow you on Instagram. You and your sister have a group and you and she's a appears to be a very talented musician.
Yeah, she's
and
amazing.
So you juggle both those things. And so she's been at music for a long time. Did you guys write or sing a song that appeared in the movie Secretariat?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That was actually, so I was in that film. I played Diane Lane's daughter. And then the soundtrack came about in a really cool way. The director found out that I was a musician and
right.
He was like, would you mind kind of helping me co-write this song that could kind of be played as like the main trailer theme? And so I ended up recording the main title track, which was really cool. But that was something I did on my own. It was the only thing I had ever really done like solo. Which I can never see myself doing.
Really?
Yeah. I love.
You guys seem to have a good synergy.
We have a good thing going
for us. You and your sister. But I think what is a cool thing is because you're all. We had Haley Arantia. That's how.
Arantia.
I always mispronounce her name.
That's okay.
She's a sweetheart, though. She was in the studio.
So much.
She's obviously a musician, but the show Goldberg's and Schooled provide you with a lot of opportunity to exploit that musical thing. There was an Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
episode that, and Lilith Fair and all this stuff. It takes place in the 90s for people that don't know. All the references are just like right at the time our show started, you know, which is really cool.
That's cool.
But just recently in Preston, they performed that whole episode that dealt with Rush on the Goldbergs and Neil Peart just died.
I know.
Are you, do you lobby for that or do they just throw that at you because they know you got the chops to do it? All this musical input on the show.
No, they throw it at us, which I love.
Yeah.
Like, I find that really fun. I mean, our production moves really fast. So it's like, oh, hey, you're singing a Beastie Boys song. Nope, don't have the rights. Tomorrow we're going to be singing Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, it's very off the cuff. Like, it flies.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do when you're on, like, a show that takes place in the 80s or the 90s. You're constantly chasing rights and figuring out exactly what you can get away with in terms of, you know, pop culture throwback. But
and
we
so,
have a blast. I mean, they write for us. Like, they know our talents and they write for it, which I think is incredible. It says a lot about the writers.
I had to lobby for my breakdancing, though.
He does.
Oh, did you?
He does not.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like, it doesn't really fit the scene.
I'm like,
yeah,
anyway.
Well, you also juggle, and you juggle a lot, and you.
Oh.
They wrote that in.
And they made you learn juggling?
And I had to learn in two days or something.
I learned how to juggle.
I thought this guy's good. And I said to Preston, bring because Preston juggles.
Yeah,
I forgot to bring him in.
This guy's good. Bring your juggling.
Brett is here, we got a staple. You can ask him to do anything.
And he'll pick it up?
He'll do
That's
it.
Not going to work.
He'll pick it up in seconds. It's crazy. No, I wouldn't juggle with those.
Marissa's already looking for something, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Those are three different things that
awesome.
Way different.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez.
That was a bean bag, a stapler, and what else did you have in there? And a little shaker.
Little shaker egg,
amazing.
Wow, that was incredible.
All right, real quick. Who sang the Celine Dion song in the Titanic episode 2 days ago?
Oh, that was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to it, And I'm like, wait a second, this isn't Celine Dion. And then I was like, wait a second, this is really good. So that was you.
Yeah.
My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah, they asked me to record kind of the end montage.
Yeah, as they're saying, no jacking over here, no jacking right. in the parking lot.
To right. explain, everyone was right. copying Jack's I'm the King of the World thing. And so they had
no
to put out
a needle. No jacking here, no jacking here. That's incredible. That could mean so many things.
With the show going so fast as it does, and we love Brian Kalin is on the show as well, and Coach Meller, and he's on both now and then he'll appear on the Goldberg still. It's very kinetic. Do you actually ever get to see any of the finished episodes?
Yeah, I watch every week.
Oh, do you? Okay,
yeah. I didn't see Titanic because we were traveling. I think we were on the plane when it aired, but I try to watch all of them. I truly enjoy the show, but also it actually helps my performance. I know a lot of actors are against watching themselves.
Are you both that way? You both you like to see it?
I learn a lot from myself.
Yeah. I'm my own best teacher.
You're the best influence you've ever had. Yeah.
I really owe a lot to myself.
I look up to myself.
You one day hope to meet yourself.
I am an inspiration.
It's good to meet me.
What's it like being around Brian Callen all the time, because that's got to be a trip.
It is absolutely insane.
He's hilarious.
He never stops.
The guy is a thunderstorm all the time. He never stops. He's all, and it's so genuine and it's so him, and he's hilarious, and he really keeps like energy, morale, everything is at a 10 all the time. And I think it really sets the tone on set.
I saw him lay down once and he woke up going, oh, my shoulders. And then did a whole bit about his shoulders instantly.
There are some comedians that you know, work on their routine and they really have to forge the material. It just pours out of him all the time.
All day long.
What's cool is, again, follow him, follow the cast on Instagram or Twitter, and you'll see there's tons of behind the scenes stuff. You're always like kind of waiting for a scene or something, and you'll shoot a lot of stuff. That's very cool. With the show and with the visit to the school today, what is planned with the visit? Are you actually going to speak to the class? You're just going to take a tour, or what's going to go?
I think we're speaking. Are
I
we?
Think we're speaking.
Really?
We're taking a tour.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
I don't either.
Myself.
We'll talk about him.
You won't believe how impressive I am.
Have you guys met me yet?
You really need to.
It's going to be fun. I think we're going to do a little Q&A with the real Chuck Brown. We're going to speak to the kids, maybe take some questions from them, take a tour, and then the Wawa is like going to cater.
Oh, so
nice.
We're going to eat hoagies and pretzels.
Have you ever been? Because you're West Coast primarily, right?
West Coast, but just being on tour, I've hit up the Wawa on purpose for Adam Goldberg.
Good.
Like, I've taken photos at a Wawa. Like, I do like a Wawa tour when I'm on the East Coast.
Very. What do you think?
My favorite?
It's a convenience store.
It's convenient.
You know.
Yeah.
It's way better than 7-Eleven. It's better than Tim Hortons. Like, it's definitely the high up. I think it's the top of that chain.
There you go. All right. That's good praise.
Hey, did you hear that, Canadian boy? It's better than Tim Hortons.
I know. I said that for you, Brett.
I know. Tim Hortons kind of went downhill a little bit.
Did it?
A little bit.
Really?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, they did.
They're not a sponsor.
I've never been to a Tim Hortons, so I can't speak of the quality. Well,
according to Brett, you're not missing much.
Yeah.
I went to one in October. I was up in Niagara, and I thought it was okay.
It's fine.
It was okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's legend precedes it, but it's a donut place.
Well,
basically.
It's like Wawa. If you're going there all the time, you eventually love it. And I would imagine the same thing.
So
I just find Wawa's interior more impressive. Like, it actually looks like a pretty high-end mart.
Yeah.
Like,
let me tell you something,
it's
man.
Kind of awesome.
I have to say this, AJ. Competitive meatballs at Wawa, and a lot of people don't give them credit for that.
Oh, I've heard they're amazing.
Amazing meatballs. We used to actually, for about a couple of years on the show, Preston would eat nothing in the morning.
That was my breakfast.
Really?
Meatballs in a cup.
And then he lost 75 pounds.
That's incredible.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, well, I stopped eating them then. Yeah.
Six meatballs in the cup for me.
Good for you. Wow. It's the meatball diet.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it was low carb. You know, so we look at it that way.
Speaking of Adam Goldberg and, you know, the local nature of the subject, and are there things that have to be explained to you as far as some of the local references in and around the Philly area?
Most of it I'm pretty familiar with
okay.
because I'm so used to the Goldbergs world now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to think back on, like, season one and if some things had to be explained. I definitely didn't know what the Wawa was.
Right.
Oh, Jenkintown, I didn't know what that was.
We okay. actually, our first, the first time Preston and I worked together, the radio station was in Jenkintown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So it yep. even has an extra special, memory for us.
Totally. When the Goldbergs fish came on, I couldn't believe that it was in Jenkintown.
It was in Jenkintown. I mean, aww. This place was a dump, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. I love that you guys actually like had your station started in Jenkintown.
Totally.
Well, he's called Adam himself, as we've, you know, interviewed him a number of times, immediate fans of the show, and he's sort of hit us up for information or memories from the area. And actually that episode that took place where Barry goes on his bachelor party
yep.
to the club Pulsations and the robot and everything.
Pulsations.
That was
we got him the robot.
We got him the robot.
You
yeah,
did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was you guys?
Yeah.
One of my favorite episodes.
We have connections.
Yeah, that's amazing. Pulsations. Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed.
Oh, yeah.
Can we take that robot to William Penn Charter?
Yeah.
Just hang out?
I want to ask you about going to the school, because there are so many issues that were issues in the 90s for kids that are issues now for kids. And I'm wondering what translates most from kids in 2020 to kids in the 90s? Do you think? Like, what issues are just as important now as they were then?
The same insecurities exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the insecurities and the way they manifest are different. Like, they can manifest over social media.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
But peer pressure and those types of things are consistent.
Bullying, mm-hmm. all of that still exists.
Yeah. Do you know what's cool, though? You guys play, you're not, because we always used to see these, you know, teachers where you're in school as, oh, all right, they're not, but you're flawed. You've all got your issues. Lainey's kind of finding herself, continues to find herself, forging a friendship as in the Titanic episode with, or us finding out about CB's adoration for her. But these things that, you know, sort of finding your way, and I think that's cool. A lot of times, you know, when you're in school, you don't no one understands me. But to have a relationship like is depicted in those in the both shows, primarily Schooled, where you could go talk to a teacher. Is a cool thing. I don't think kids kind of think of that as much as an option these days. So
I agree with that. I mean, I think that's why, you know, Principal Glasscott's character is so important. He played our guidance counselor on Goldbergs, and now here he is as the principal. And it's like, if you really kind of listen to the way Glasscott not only kind of informs, you know, Lainey's excitement and knowledge about how to become a better teacher, but how he speaks to students is really, really cool.
Yeah, and he's real, by the way.
He is real. John Glasscott. Yeah.
Right, right. And the guy clearly cares about the kids.
He really does.
And it starts
at the top.
The show has always been geared as a celebration. We do a thing at the end of the school year. Preston wanted to do it, which is the Coolest Teacher Awards.
Oh,
so
cool.
We'll do one every day. And aww. So Schooled is actually doing that all the time with showing how formative teachers have been in these kids' lives. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Thank you for noticing that.
Absolutely. Cool. It was one of the coolest parts getting to see what was inside the teacher's lounge when you you took the gig, because that was always you couldn't go in the teacher's lounge.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I want to see the teacher's lounge today at Penn.
Yeah, I want to go in there.
Our teacher's lounge is really boring. It's like our fridge is empty because it's all fake.
Oh, it's right. all fake.
So,
yeah.
None of it's real.
Sink doesn't work.
No, it's ridiculous.
Toilets don't flush. I found that out.
Well, that's disgusting.
It's true. Brett demolished the set.
It's that Tim Hortons.
Yeah, it really.
Yeah, I had a bagel.
Tears you up
bam.
Inside.
The teacher's lounge on set is there's nothing fancy going on, but I'm looking forward to seeing a real one.
So with now the Goldbergs, will you know, we don't know what the story is as far as how much is longer in that arc. And Schooled is still young. Is there a point at which, because you guys are such a prominent part watching syndication? You know, which starts at 7:30, and then on Wednesdays, go right into the new episode of Goldbergs in School. So my wife and I spend a great deal of time with you. So what is the long-term goal right now for the Goldbergs? Do we know how it's going to play out? How many more seasons?
We don't know.
No,
I mean,
okay.
I mean, I hope that show lasts 9-10 years and that Schooled can follow behind. I mean, I hope that Schooled also has a life outside of Goldbergs. You know, that if for some reason Goldbergs also hits its expiration, that Schooled will be able to kind of live on to have a shot as long as Goldbergs did.
It does. I mean, I
think it has that.
You
potential.
Have a. It's all about the ensemble, and it's been. You guys have been tweaking with it, but everyone, I think, just brings something to it that makes it work. You know, everyone gets their moment. It's not dominated by one person, you know. It works truly.
I'm always curious about people who are on a series, because that's in the acting world, it's pretty close to a 9-to-5. I mean, it's a job you can count on. It's going to be there as long as the seasons are still coming. Are you able to do other things, or do you just strictly work on the show and that's it?
Well, for me, I get tired pretty quick.
you get tired quickly, man. Huh?
It's all the physical activity.
It's all the breakdancing and my sore sack.
Your sack, yes. Man. That alone, you have to ice that, I'm sure.
But like,
do you keep frozen peas in that fridge?
I have them on right now. They're leaking. Can you tell? But we probably end shooting in April 10th or something around there, and then I'll probably just sit around for about a month and a half.
Just sit around.
And then maybe, and then I'll get back into auditioning maybe and stuff.
Yeah,
for other stuff.
All right.
That's amazing.
Hey, by the way,
it does consume your life. For those like 7-8 months, it really does take over.
I can't imagine with the hours and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's like 12-hour days.
The memorizing the lines is the hardest for me.
We are constantly marvel at the ability to retain lines of dialogue, because Preston and I occasionally have been asked to do little 30-second promo
things. Even 10-second
things. 10 seconds. Yeah, and you would think we were learning King Lear.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. We are so stupid. And no ability to retain anything like that. Do you get any latitude if you deliver a line and it's sort of in the ballpark and it's good? Is that okay? Or does it have to be immaculate every time?
Sometimes it's not okay. It depends on how important the line is.
It depends on who's kind of running the ship. You know what I mean?
Okay.
In terms of like who wrote it, who's directing it. I mean,
have you had Leah Thompson?
They do want it pretty spot on.
Yeah, Leah Thompson's directed you guys, right? Amazing. That's got to be wild.
She's
it's
awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah, you guys fans of the John Hughes stuff?
And huge fan.
Yeah. I mean, that's and who knew she was a who else is directing? Has Fred Savage has done anything?
You know, he worked on Goldberg's. I want him on Schooled so bad.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Fred. I'm actually going to text him and ask him if he would do an episode. I don't know if it works like that, but
he directed us.
He did
for an episode of It's Always Sunny. Yep.
And
we were incredibly bad and stupid in that as well. So
it was amazing. I mean, and we have David Katzenberg, who's kind of our quote unquote house director. I mean, he does the most. He's incredible.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's amazing. He gets the show.
Jay
Chandrasekhar.
Yeah, I can't remember
Super Troopers.
Oh, Super Troopers. Yeah. What about the Lou Schneider? Does he work with you guys? Because he's on Goldberg's.
I love him on Goldberg's, and I wish he was on Schooled. But
he's a Philly guy.
Crossed over. He is a Philly guy. Yeah.
Was it hard initially with
Christine Lakin?
Oh, okay. There you go.
She's awesome.
AJ, with the when you were brought onto the show as this ungettable girl for Barry, who eventually becomes your boyfriend. There was a scene that sort of turned it for the audience, where Beverly wants her wedding in the backyard, and they do the deal, and he says I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you, and you walk away and you have this sort of look on your face, and that's I said to my wife, I said that was cool, and aww. I think that's when your character, at least for us, connected. I mean, was it hard? Because
my gosh, I remember that episode.
Yeah.
So long ago.
Your ability to riff, it's on syndication. I've seen it 4,400 times already. your comedic chops are really formidable. I mean, did they develop on this show, or have you always been sort of, a comedic?
No, I did a lot more drama growing up when I was younger. Like, I started, I guess, professionally acting when I was like 10 or 11, and I was on a drama for 2 years. I was on a comedy on Fox for a year. But I didn't feel, to be honest, as comfortable doing comedy. And then Goldberg's totally busted that out.
Because this is some rapid-fire dialogue, too. Yeah. A lot of the joke is in the wonkiness of the dialogue on both shows.
It is.
Everybody over-explains everything, and that's part of the humor. But it's a mouthful of stuff to say.
You're right. You're right. The over-explaining is the humor behind it, and it's not easy to memorize. But there is a muscle memory that, once you're, a few episodes back in and you've started your season, you do get the hang of it. Like, I feel like we finally
do. You?
You do? Congratulations.
You do too, you nerd. By the way, we run lines together nonstop. Yeah. Like, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we're on the plane tomorrow heading back home and we're running lines for next episode.
Well,
we're really into that because it helps. It helps us.
The big conceit here is that there's been this sort of Sam and Diane, but there's CB loves Lainey, and Lainey just now became aware of that in the last episode. And is this a tectonic shift, or can you give us any indication of where this goes, or do you know yet?
We don't really know yet.
Okay.
To be honest. Really. I mean, I think we're going to continue to play with it.
All right.
Have a little bit of a slow burn.
I think it'll more change for you, because CB's trying to move on
probably
a lot, and you're now having this.
That always happens.
I'm going to catch on too late.
Right.
And he's going to already be like, yeah, it's okay. Married. It is what it is. Yeah, he'll be married.
Moved on.
And you'll be the crazy stalker. Yeah.
How much of this season have you guys shot?
We're on episode 17, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so five or six more to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
And then Brett's going to sit around for 3 months and not doing it.
I see
his
job.
No, he'll be doing a movie. He'll be booking a film.
All right. Well, listen, these guys are headed by Penn Charter. That's so cool that you're going there
it's
today.
Awesome.
It's got to be neat to be able to see that. So, listen, you do the show wonderfully. Thank you guys for coming by this morning, representing the area well.
We love it.
And we're going to give you guys like a 90s MMR bumper sticker so maybe you can work it into the set.
Whoa, okay. Cool. Love that. That can go on Lady's.
Because this is a legendary radio station in Philadelphia, and I'm certain that the gang on Schooled would have listened to MMR. So we'll get you guys
that. That is so cool.
Thank you guys for being here. Let's hear for AJ Mashaka and Brett Dyer. Schooled Wednesday nights, 8:30 on ABC.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or bizarre files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.